各位弟兄姊妹下午好。
Brothers and sisters, good afternoon.
刚才我这个问安呢是试验这个麦克风。
So that greeting was just a testing.
因为上一堂啊有弟兄姊妹告诉我说我这个声音太大。
In my last sessions, I was told that my voice was too loud.
他说这个震耳欲聋。
And almost deafening. It sounds very deafening.
我想这样的声音可以吗？
And probably, how about the volume now?
可以啊。大点声音好啊。
Okay. Actually, louder is better.
好，那么开头的时候，我还是请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读一些主的话。
And in the beginning, let's read some of God's words.
请弟兄姊妹打开提摩太后书。
Please turn to 2 Timothy.
提后第四章。
Chapter 4.
第六节到第八节。
From verse 6 to verse 8.
我现在被交奠，我离世的时候到了。那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Verse 6. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought a good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
第一章
Chapter 1.
提后第一章
2 Timothy Chapter 1.
第十一节和十二节就可以了。
Verses 11 and 12.
我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父，为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
For which I was appointed a preacher and apostle and a teacher. For this reason I also suffered these things. But I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
在中文啊，有一个小字，这里说我所交付他的，或者也可以翻作他所交托我的。
So in the Chinese translation, there is this little fine print. It says thatto guard what hath entrusted to him, that can also be translated what has been entrusted to me.
提摩太前书第六章
First Timothy chapter 6,
第二十节和二十一节
verses 21 and 22.
提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌争道似是而非的学问。已经有人自称有这学问，就偏离了真道。愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Verse 20. O Timothy, God what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter, and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge, which some have professed, and thus gone astray from the faith. Grace be to you.
我们最后看《使徒行传》第二十六章。
Lastly, let's look at Acts chapter 26.
第十九节
Verse 19.
亚基帕王啊，我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
So King Agrippa, I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
弟兄姊妹都知道我的负担呢，是和弟兄姊妹们来交通所信的道守住了。
So brothers and sisters already know that my burden is to fellowship with you. I have kept the faith.
那么这一句话呢，是出自使徒保罗。
And that word is from the Apostle Paul.
是在他 一生侍奉最后的一个阶段。
When he said that, he came to the last stage of his ministry.
那么他写给他年轻的同工提摩太的一句非常重要的一句话。
That is a very important phrase he wrote to his young fellow worker, Timothy.
我们上次已经说过。
Last time we already mentioned this.
按照我们主对于侍奉所下的定义。
According to the definition given by the Lord concerning the ministry.
主说信神所差来的就是做成他的工。
The Lord says that believing in him who he has sent, this is the work of God.
在这句话的要求底下，
Under the demand of this word,
使徒保罗是一个侍奉主的人的好榜样。
And the Apostle Paul is a good example for those who serve God.
他也是一个标准的榜样。
And he is also a standard example.
我们上次也讲到，
Last time we also mentioned this.
保罗说所信的道我守住了。
Paul said that I have kept the faith.
那么这个所信的道是指的什么说的呢？
And what does that mean by the word the faith?
我们已经做了一点的解释。
And we already gave some explanation.
这一个字那么它的原文呢，有人翻作真道。
And that word some has translated asThe true word.
也可以翻作是信仰。
Or the faith.
所以我们可以说呢，保罗告诉我们，我们今天所要守的是神所托付给我们的信仰。
So what Paul tells us that what we need to keep is the belief or the faith given by the Lord.
而这个信仰呢，是关乎基督全部的启示。
And that belief is includes the entire revelation concerning Christ.
在大马色的路上，
on the way to Damascus,
主一次借着一个异象就把基督完全的所有的意义都启示给他了。
And through one revelation, and the Lord has revealed the entire meaning of Christ to him.
但是我们说过，
But I already mentioned this.
就着保罗当时的经历上来讲，
And concerning Paul's experience at that time,
那只不过是一个开端而已。
And that was but a beginning.
那么要一直到了保罗后来被关在罗马的监牢里，
It wasn't until he was imprisoned in the prison of in Rome.
这个异象里面的全部的内容就完全被释放出来。
And the entire content of that vision was fully released.
所以我们说这个意象呢只有一个。
Therefore we say that the vision is only one.
并不是大马色路上是个意象，到了罗马的监牢里又来了第二个意象，只有一个意象。
That is not to say that he got one vision on the way to Damascus and he got another one in the prison in Rome. No, the vision is only one.
所以这个意象里面是包括着我们的得救和得救终极的目的。
And that vision includes our salvation and also the ultimate purpose of our salvation.
所以对于我们基督徒来讲，
So for us Christians,
我们必须明白，
We have to understand this.
我们不仅有得救的真理，
Not only do we have the truth of our salvation,
我们还有救恩终极的一个真理。
And there is also an ultimate truth of our salvation.
在第一个世纪，
In the first century,
神是把这个完全托付给使徒保罗的。
And God fully entrusted this to Paul.
我们也讲到，
We also mentioned this.
这个启示不是光为着保罗的。
And that revelation was not just for Paul.
是为着历世历代的众教会。
And that is for the churches throughout generations.
也是历世历代的众圣徒。
And that is also for the saints throughout generations.
所以神托付给保罗的其实也是托付给我们的。
So what has been entrusted to Paul by God and also has been entrusted to all of us.
所以我们里面必须有一个清楚的意象。
So we have to have this clear vision.
我们不能光看见那个基础的福音工作。
And we cannot just look at the fundamental gospel work.
我们还看见神怎样建立他的教会。
And we have to see that how God is building up his church.
怎样使教会能够成为基督的身体。
How he is making the church to be the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，这个意象所包括的是一个完整的一个真理。
And that vision includes a complete truth.
而今天我们需要持守的是全面。
And today what we have to keep is this completion.
我们说神给保罗的这个里面的启示是 关乎所有人的。
And we say that the revelation to Paul, it is for concerning all of us.
当然，当我们把保罗一生的故事读过
，If you read through the life of Paul,
保罗个人的遭遇和他的经历
，Paul's personal experiences and his encounterings,
这是神给他个人的。
And that is a personal given by God.
我们今天无需要去追求保罗所追求的这种个人经历。
And we don't have to pursue after what Paul has experienced.
但是很可惜啊。
But very regretfully.
在教会历史上。
And in church history.
我们能发觉很多神的儿女们。
And we can see many God's children.
他们对于保罗所得到的启示这个面上来讲的话呢，他们的注意力不够。
And they have not paid enough attention concerning the aspect of the revelation Paul received.
而我们很多时候发现很多人就羡慕保罗所有的那些遭遇和他那些经历。
And many envy and or admire Paul's experiences.
我们注意保罗怎样的医病，怎样赶鬼。
And how we pay attention how he did the miracles of healing and then also casting out demons.
甚至呢他有上过三层天的经历。
And also his experiences was taken him out to the third heaven.
很多弟兄姊妹对这些东西很有兴趣。
And many brothers and sisters are very interested in this.
我曾经不止一次听见有人告诉过我他上过三层天。
Not just once, I have been told that some people has gone to the third heaven.
所以有一次我就问他。
And so, one time I asked that person.
因为我也很好奇。
Because I was also curious.
我说这个三层天上到底是什么样子啊。
And what is like in the third heaven?
哇，他就开始描述。
And he started to describe.
但他讲了半天，我一点都不羡慕。
And the way he described it, I didn't admire at all.
我说如果圣经中所谓的三层天就是你这样讲的。
So if the third heaven described in the Bible is just like what you said,
那我不去也罢。
And it's okay for me not going.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道圣经中记载着保罗很多奇妙的经历。
And we can see that there's many recordings concerning Paul's miraculous experiences.
但是我们知道经历都是属于个人的东西。
And yet we know that the experiences belong to to him personally.
我们不需要去羡慕追求这些东西。
And we don't have to admire or pursue after these things.
那么保罗还不仅有这些经历，保罗还有很多苦难的经历。
And not only did Paul have this kind of experiences, he also suffered much.
在他的书信里面讲到他怎样遭鞭打，怎样被监禁，怎样遇见各样的危险。
And in his letter, he said that he was whipped and he was imprisoned and what kind of difficulties he has gone through.
弟兄姊妹们，我们无需要去羡慕这个，对吧
？And so, brothers and sisters, we don't have to envy this.
神所以记载这个是为了激励我们，让我们好好的爱主。
The reason that is recorded is for our encouragement, so that we can love the Lord.
也让我们看见在初期教会中这些圣徒们他如何付代价的跟随主。
And we can also see that in the early churches and how they pay the price to follow the Lord.
今天你去羡慕这个，你去追求这个，神也不会给你。
And if you want toIf you envy this and pursue after this, God will not give that to you.
我们在保罗身上所应当注意的
，and what we need to pay attention to the life of Paul
是他里面那个属灵的看见
，is that the spiritual seeing he had inside?
他所得着的意象
，the vision he received，
那一个才是今天神要托付给我们所有弟兄姊妹
，and that is that God wants to entrust it to all.All of his children.
所以保罗告诉我们
，So Paul tells us，
今天我们神的儿女在地上
，And for God's children on earth，
我们当守的是这个
，And this is what we need to keep。
所以我上次说到
，So last time I mentioned this，
今天我们看见各道各处神的儿女们
，And we can see our brothers and sisters in various locations。
我们有各式各样不同的持守
，And we have many different kinds of keeping.
那么在这里，保罗提醒我们
，And here Paul reminds us.
如果我们守错了
，If we keep something wrong，
我们守那些不该守的东西
，If we keep something that we ought not to keep，
这个对我们的一生将要造成很大的亏损
，And that will cause a great loss in our lives.
对教会也没有什么益处
，And there's a will bring no benefit to the church.
甚至我们对神所给我们的个意向全部的内容
and concerning the entire content of the vision given by God.
我们如果只持守局部的东西，
if we just keep something partial,
神的心也不能满足，
and God's heart cannot be satisfied.
我们在主面前的生活侍奉上也不能达到完全。
And our life and our service before Him cannot reach perfection.
所以保罗说，
So Paul says,
所信的道我守住了。
He said, I have kept the faith.
弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
那个是包括的神全部的一个真理。
And that includes God's entire truth.
是关乎基督的完全的启示。
And concerning the complete revelation about Christ.
我们再说，
We say it again.
保罗不是持守一些道理。
Paul didn't just keep some doctrines,
也不是持守一些的做法，
or some way of doing things.
保罗呢，持守的是基督，
and what he kept was Christ,
是那位活着的，
and the living one.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
神把他的儿子托付给我们，
God entrusted his son to us.
这是何等重要的一件事情，
and it is such an important thing.
这是我们信心中从神所得着极宝贵的东西。
And this is what we receive of the precious treasure in faith from God.
我们需要靠着主的恩典来守住它。
And we need to keep it by the grace of God.
使徒保罗知道这个守的重要。
And Paul, Apostle Paul knew the importance of keeping.
我们晓得你要守得住是要经过考验的。
We know that in order to be able to keep, you have to go through testing.
连保罗也是一样，他靠着神的恩典而守住的。
It is also true for Paul. He kept it by the grace of God.
所以今天我们要看一看保罗如何靠着主的恩典来守住。
So today we would like to look at how Paul kept it by the grace of God.
我们现在在回头看保罗的一生的时候，
If we look back, concerning the life of Paul,
我们能感觉到保罗一生都在神的这个考验底下。
We can see that the entire life of Paul was under the testing of God.
而在他最后，他说：“那美好的仗我打过了，当跑的路我跑尽了，那么所信的道我守住了。”
So at the end, he said that I have fought a good fight, I finished the course, and I have kept the faith.
他就告诉我们说，这个守呢，是侍奉上最后的一个考验。
So therefore, he says that the keeping is the last testing.Concerning service.
我们一生跟随侍奉主，
and we follow and serve the Lord all our life.
最后就是看我们能不能守住。
At the end, it has to be seen whether we can keep it.
保罗说，所信的道我守住了。
And Paul said that I have kept the faith.
这保罗这三个重要的宣告啊。
So these are three important declarations.
其实都有关系。
And they are all interrelated.
首先若是我们不能打美好的仗，你也守不住。
And first of all, if we cannot fight a good fight, then we cannot keep it.
在提摩太前书第六章十二节，他告诉我们。
In the First Timothy chapter 6,
他对提摩太说：“你要为真道打那个美好的仗。”
And he said that you need to fight a good fight concerning the truth.
所以可见这个征战跟那个真道是有关系的。
Therefore, we can see that the battle is something to do with the truth.
那保罗告诉我们怎么打这个仗呢？
And Paul said, how should we fight the fight?
他说你要持定永生。
You need to take hold of life.
这就告诉我们说，无论这个征战多激烈。
And then, therefore, no matter how severe the battle is,
我们基督徒都不能失去生命。
And we cannot lose our life.
我们一直活在生命的感觉里。
We have to always live in the sense of life.
所以今天在我们的生活中，
So today in our daily living,
如果我们能持守住生命的感觉，
if we can take hold of the sense of life,
我们就能打美好的仗，
then we can fight a good fight.
我想按照我们的经历上面来讲，
so in our experiences,
好多时候一进入征战的时候我们就忘记了，
and a lot of times as we enter into a battle, so then we'll forget.
我们这个整个人都出去了，
and all ourselves are casting out.
我们和别人争论。
And we will argue with others.
我们在许多的事情上面坚持。
And we insist on many things.
我们忘记生命。
And we forget about life.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
如果在一些事情上我们就道理争对了，你失去生命，你还是失败。
And if for some things, if you win the argument and yet you lose life, actually you lost.
如果你守住这个生命。
But if you can take hold of life,
你就能打美好的仗。
Then you can fight a good fight.
所以为着这个真道打仗。
So in order to fight the truth, fight for the truth,
你需要学会守住生命。
You need to take hold of life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
如果在征战的事上失败，你就守不住真道。
So if you lost in the concerning the matter of fighting the fight, then you were not able to keep the faith.
他说：“当跑的路我跑尽了。”
He said that I have finished the course.
神在地上量定我们一生有当跑的路。
And the Lord has destined each one of us a path to run on.
其实，在圣经的原文里面
，and actually in the original language,
这个道路这个字啊，也可以把它翻成一种的课程。
And the course can also be translated as a classes.
Course. 好像这个大学里面的课程一样。
The different courses.
一门一门的课你在修。
And you can take one course and then take another.
每一次修完之后就需要一个考试。
And after you finish one course, then you have to take an exam.
你经过这个考验，那么你就可以通过了。
If you can pass the test, then you can go on to the next one.
所以保罗觉得他在地上跟随主的道路是一层一层的往前的。
So Paul feel that his experience of following the Lord is just like a go from one course to another.
其实我们也是这样。
That is also true for us.
最近有弟兄们告诉我。
And recently I've been told by a brother.
他说：“哎呀。”我现在的一生好像一直在补课。
And he said that my life is I'm still trying to making up many things.
有些基督徒常常感觉我们好像一直在留级。
And a lot of Christians thought that we have failed our courses.
不管留级也好，补课也好，你总得要把它通过啊。
And no matter you fail your courses one way or another, you still need to make it up and to pass.
如果我们半途而废
，So if we give up in the midway,
我们就是守不住了。
And we are not able to keep the faith.
所以这前面两个点跟后面的那个点是有关系的。
So therefore, the first two points are related to the last one.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们必须明白
，We have to understand this。
今天神所托付给我们的，我们要守住，是需要经过考验。
What God has been entrusted to us, and we have to keep it, and we have to go through testing。
保罗在第四章里面也讲到
，And Paul also says in chapter 4，
我们的神是按公义审判的主。
And our God is a one who judges according to His righteousness.
这个审判呢，就是要考验。
And that judgment is a concerning testing.
在属灵的事上，我们必须明白一个重要的原则。
So for spiritual matters, we need to understand one very important principle.
神只能接受那些经过考验而符合他所要的这些事情。
God can only accept the things that have gone through testing and acceptable to Him.
也许我们为主做了很多
，and we may have done much for Him.
现在我们要把它带到主跟前。
Now we are bring all this before Him.
弟兄姊妹们，并不是所有的主都收啊。
And it is not all of them can be accepted by God.
那么神说我们要检验看看。
God said that let's do some testing.
我们晓得只有出于基督的神才能要。
We know that only out of Christ can be accepted by God.
那个不是出于基督的神完全不能要。
If it is not out of Christ, it cannot be accepted by God.
不管你做多少
，No matter how much you have done.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
这是一个重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
所以我们晓得神一定要那些经过考验过的事物，神才能接受。
And God can only accept those who have gone through testing.
我们知道今天守。是一件不容易的一件事情。
And we know that concerning the matter of keeping, it is not easy.
我们如果读创世纪的时候
，If we read the book of Genesis,
我们看一开头亚当就守不住。
So in the beginning, Adam was not able to keep it.
神把他摆在伊甸园里面。
And God placed him in the Garden of Eden.
叫他守，对不对
？Ask him to keep it.
他守不住，仇敌进来了。
And he was able to keep it, and then the enemy came in.
结果就失败。
And he failed.
我们看见以后犹太人的光景也是这样。
And that also true for the Jews' condition.
神把他自己的心意托付给他们。
God revealed, entrusted his hardened will to them.
守不住。
And they were not able to keep it.
教会历史也是这样。
And also true in church history.
在第一个世纪，光景非常的好。
And the condition was very good in the first century.
在第二个世纪以后，我们看见就守不住。
And from the second century and on, then they were not able to keep it.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
这个守是非常重要的一件事情。
So in the matter of keeping is very important.
为什么神叫我们来守呢
？Why?Did God want us to keep it?
今天在世界上做事的人都晓得。
And so if you have a job in this world, you will know this.
如果你的事业工作到了一个守的地步，那就不大好了，对不对？
And if your career or profession has come to the point that you need to keep it, it's not a good sign.
但是在属灵的事情上面，
But concerning spiritual matters,
我们只能守。
We can only keep it.
因为我们的主把一切都完成了。
Because our Lord has accomplished everything.
我们只需要守就可以了。
And what we need to do is to keep it.
所以这个守呢，
Therefore this keeping,
用保罗话就是说你不要违背它。
And in Paul's words, that is, you do not disobey it.
你也没有丢失它。
And you did not lose it.
你也更不能去改变它。
You cannot change it.
所以今天在守的事上。
So consider a matter of keeping.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能妥协。
And we cannot compromise.
也不能增，也不能减。
And we cannot add something to it, we cannot take away something from it.
所以这是非常重要的一件事情。
So this is a very important matter.
今天我们知道一切属灵的事情都要经过神的试验。
We know that all spiritual matters have to go through God's testing.
圣经里面有很多的话告诉我们说，神是试验我们的神。
And in the Bible, there are many words saying that God is the one who is testing us.
我们的神是公义的。
Our God is righteous.
所以他按照公义的来做这个审判。
Therefore, he is carrying out his judgment according to his righteousness.
我们如果仔细读圣经，
If we read the Bible carefully,
我们就看见从古到今所有在神跟前的人都要经过试验。
And from the old time until now, all the people before God need to be tested.
有的时候神用环境来试验我们。
Sometimes God uses our circumstances to test us.
有的时候经过贫穷，经过危险。
And sometimes we have to go through poverty and some danger.
经过身体的疾病。
And the sickness.
经过许多环境上的改变。
And the changes in our circumstances.
你看我们这些人呢，很容易有时候随着环境的改变就改变。
And a lot of times we can see that we may change with the changes in our circumstances.
那么我们就守不住了。
And then we are not able to keep.
所以神有的时候也用人来试验我们。
And sometimes God also uses people to test us.
尤其在教会的侍奉里面。
Especially in churches.
很多人为的因素带进来了。
There are a lot of human factors.
那对我们来讲，实在是一个很大的考验。
And there's a good, it's a good, a big test to us.
很多的侍奉在人的手中都变质了。
And many services has changed in essence, in their hands.
敬拜也变质了。
And the worship has changed.
这对我们来讲变成一个非常大的一个考验。
And that to us is a big test.
甚至有的时候神也用仇敌来试验我们。
And sometimes God also used the enemy to test us.
我有时候读圣经的时候，我发现神让容许仇敌来试验我们。
As we read the Bible, I found that God sometimes allowed the enemy to test us.
哇，我觉得这是一个最危险的一个器具。
And I feel like this is the most dangerous instrument.
因为仇敌从来不会同情我们的。
Because there is no sympathy for the enemy.
他如果神许可他在人身上做工，那么他就尽全力做。
And then if God allow him to do work in man, he will exhaust all he had to do it.
我想最有名的故事就是约伯的故事，对吧？
And the most famous story is a story about Job.
但是我们知道这神许可。
But that was permitted by God.
那么权柄仍旧在神的手中。
And the authority was still in the hand of God.
但是我们看见约伯在仇敌的手中所遭受是何等大的痛苦。
And yet we can see that how Job suffers great sufferings in the hands of the enemy.
不仅外面的儿女产业全失。
And he lost all his children and his possessions.
到最后全身到头顶到脚掌长疮。
And there's a lot of the boils from the top of his head to the top bottom of his foot.
他的生命神没交在仇敌的手中。
Only his life was not given to the enemy by God.
所以很多时候我们读到这我们都很害怕。
And a lot of times as we read this, we were very much afraid.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们也不需要害怕。
And brothers and sisters, actually we don't have to.
神不会把这样的一个难处加给所有的人。
And God won't give such difficulties to all of us.
在教会历史上，真正遭受仇敌面对面攻击的人还不多的。
And throughout church history, so not that many can face to face to receive attack from the enemy.
如果神真正能把人摆在那，那神是很看得起这个人。
And if a God really present this man before the enemy, actually that person is highly esteemed.
所以我们在圣经里面可以看见，我们的神是试验我们的神。
Therefore, we can see that in the Bible, God is the one who is testing us.
他用各式各样的方式来试验人。
He uses all kinds of ways to test man.
而弟兄姊妹们
，and the brothers and sisters,
我们晓得保罗所持守的。这个真道或者这个信仰
So what Paul the faith what Paul kept
所经过最厉害的一个考验是什么呢
And what is the most severe testing he have to go through
我们知道保罗蒙恩得救之后
We know that after Paul received by grace
他对世界他没有爱慕的
And he has no desire or love for the world
仇敌如果用世界来引诱他是绝对不能成功的。
And if the enemy would like to tempt him with the world, it won't be successful.
保罗说：“我看万事如同粪土。”
Because Paul says that I have considered all things by the dross.
所以用世界来考验他，那一定考不倒的。
And if he was tested by the world, it won't be successful.
保罗在许多的苦难里面
，So in all kinds of sufferings,
我们知道这些苦难也考不倒神的仆人。
And he was not be He could take those sufferings.
但是有一件事情
But one thing,
我们在头一个世纪看见这些使徒们站在这件事情的面前都十分的脆弱
And we can see that all the apostles was very fragile before this testing.
那什么东西呢
And what is that?
就是宗教
That is religion.
我们知道使徒保罗一生所经历的最严厉的考验就是犹太教
And we can see that through Paul's life, the most severe testing was Judaism.
在旧约圣经的里面
So in the Old Testament,
当神把会幕给他们
When the tabernacle was given
神把圣殿给他们
When God gave them the temple,
神有一个非常美好的意念
God had this very wonderful heart and will.
神在地上要建立他自己的家
God wanted to build his house on the earth.
他要与他的百姓一同住在一起
He wanted to dwell among his people.
但是我们发现犹太人呢
And we found out that the Jews
把神的家变成了犹太教
Turned the house of God into Judaism.
把对于神的侍奉敬拜变成一种宗教的行为
and turn the service and worship to God into an act of religion
所以当初神托付给他们的这个侍奉一变成犹太教这个犹太教就成为神工作上面最厉害的一个阻挡
and when the service given by God to them turn into Judaism and that Judaism has become the greatest hindrance to God's work
我们知道宗教是仇敌手中最有力的工具
And we know that religion is the most powerful instrument tool in the hands of the enemy.
一直到今天
even till now.
所以我们都知道，我们今天所相信的主耶稣基督
We all know that the Lord Jesus Christ we believe.
他要建立教会成为他的家
He is to build up his church as his house.
神从来没有一个意思要建立一个宗教
And God has never had this thought to build a religion.
我们不是相信一个宗教
And we do not believe in a religion.
我们相信的是神的儿子
We believe in the Son of God.
但是任何的时候，我们的侍奉敬拜变成一种宗教的行为的时候，那个危机就非常大
And whenever our service and worship turn into religious acts, then that danger is great.
也会成为神工作上面的一个最大的拦阻
And that will be the greatest hindrance to the work of God.
所以保罗的一生所经历最严厉的考验是犹太教
Therefore, the most severe testing for the life of Paul is Judaism.
在使徒行传第七章啊
So in Acts chapter 7,
那里讲到斯提凡的见证
It talks about the testimony of Stephen.
那个时候保罗还没有得救
At that time, Paul was not yet saved.
保罗是一个逼迫主耶稣基督的人
And Paul at that time was a persecutor of Jesus Christ.
也是迫害圣徒的一个人
And also a persecutor of the saints.
所以呢斯提凡寻道的时候保罗在场
So when Stephen was a martyr, Paul was at present.
但是那一次呢给保罗带来一个 非常深刻的印象。
And yet, at that time, Paul got this a very deep impression.
以至多年之后，他回忆的时候
，So many years later, as he recalled,
他那一幅的景象是那么的清楚摆在他眼前。
And that picture was so vivid, right in front of his eyes.
不仅他看见斯蒂凡怎样持守真道
，Not only did he see how Stephen kept the faith,
为着他所相信的寻道
，He was a martyred.Because of what he believed,
甚至连那天斯蒂凡所讲的那一篇的道，保罗都记下来了。
And Paul also remembered the message delivered by Stephen on that day.
这个变成保罗终身不能磨灭的一个印象。
It became the impressions that will never be forgotten throughout his life.
所以我们知道，在教会历史上，头一个寻道的斯蒂凡是死在犹太教人的手里的。
Therefore, we know that in church history, the first martyr, Stephen, was killed by Judaism.
简单的说，就死在宗教的手里面。
Or simply put, he was slaughtered or slew in the hands of a religion.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
神让保罗看见这一切。
And the Lord allowed him to see all this.
这个对日后保罗的侍奉有非常大的一个帮助。
And that was a great help to Paul's ministry later on.
保罗后来也看见使徒彼得的失败。
And Paul later saw the failure of Peter.
那么在加拉太书第二章那里，让我们看到。
In Galatians chapter 2, we can see this.
那个时候保罗、彼得正在圣年时，在属灵的高峰上面。
At that time, Peter was in spiritual apex.
那么他到了外邦人家里。
And he went to a Gentile house.
外邦人是盛情的接待，那么请他们吃饭。
And the Gentiles warmly welcome him and have a meal with him.
那么保罗也在场。
And Paul was there too.
哪里晓得吃到一半的时候啊
？And out of expectation.
突然听说有雅各那里的人来了。
And they were told that there's some people from James.
这个彼得饭还吃到一半，就赶快跑掉了。
And during the meal, the Peter just left.
结果巴拿巴也水火庄稼。
And Barnabas was carried away in hypocrisy.
那个时候保罗很刚强。
At that time, Paul was very strong.
保罗看他们行得不正。
And Paul said that they were not straightforward with the gospel.
与福音的真理不合。
And they're not straightforward with the truth of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
我们看见这位头一号使徒彼得。
And we can see that the number one apostle Peter.
在犹太教的这一个重大的压力底下。
Under the great pressure of Judaism,
他连最基本的福音真理都守不住了。
He was not able to keep the most fundamental truth.
所以以至于保罗还要起来重新跟他传福音呢。
And therefore, Paul has to rise up and again to preach the gospel to him.
把主耶稣基督钉死的光景再次提醒他。
And to remind him about how Jesus Christ was crucified.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道，在五旬节以后
，And we know that after the Pentecost,
使徒彼得的恩赐和能力那是多么的大
！And the apostle Peter has such a great power and a gift.
一传福音，三千人、五千人得救。
When he preached the gospel, there's 3,000 and 5,000 people were saved.
甚至叫许多的病人得医治。
And he also healed many sick. The sick.
他那个叫病人得医治都不需要祷告。
And when he healed those sick, he didn't even have to pray.
圣经记载说他的影子照着什么人，什么人病就好了。你看看。
And、the Bible recorded.That when his shadow is upon someone, and that one was healed.
我们多么羡慕啊！
And we do admire that.
他甚至能叫死人复活。
And he was even to raise the person from the dead.
但是弟兄姊妹们，
and the brothers and sisters,
在这里很严肃地告诉我们。
And this is a very solemnly telling
us. 恩赐、能力，并不能帮助人守住这个正道。
Gifts and the power cannot help us to keep the faith.
我们不要以为我们有恩赐，我们就能守住。
Don't ever think that because we have a gift, then we can keep it.
我们不要以为我们有能力，我们就能守住。
Don't ever think that because we have a power, then we can keep it.
圣经记载彼得在这里的失败。
And the Bible records Peter's failures here.
给我们是重大的提醒。
It is an important reminder to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
难怪保罗到晚年时候根本不提这些什么恩赐、能力、这些神迹奇事的事。
And no wonder why Paul didn't even mention those powers and miracles or arrive the gifts.
只要你能守住主所托付的，
as long as you can keep what has been entrusted,
你就可以得公义的冠冕，
then you can receive the crown of righteousness.
这是多么不容易的一件事情。
And it is not easy matter.
在那里我们看见这个年轻的保罗啊，真是勇敢。
At that time, we can see the young Paul was very strong.
并且他讲的话非常的厉害。
And he has a very strong words.
他说我们素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，就证明我们自己是犯罪的人。
He said that if I rebuild what I have once destroyed, I prove myself to be a transgressor.
弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
保罗讲了这么厉害的一段话。
And Paul has uttered such a strong words.
但是等到我们读到使徒行传二十一章的时候，
And yet as we read Acts chapter 21,
我们看见这个刚强的保罗，
We can see this strong Paul,
最后一次回到耶路撒冷，
The last time as he returned to Jerusalem,
在耶路撒冷几乎失败，
He almost failed in Jerusalem,
几乎是守不住了，
He wasn't almost cannot keep it.
那么最后他回到耶路撒冷的时候，
And lastly, as he last time he as he returned to Jerusalem,
圣经记载说弟兄们欢欢喜喜地接待他。
And the Bible records that the brethren received him gladly.
但是后来我们知道这个欢欢喜喜的背后有故事的。
And yet we can see that behind the scene of gladness there's some story.
然后就请他做见证。
And they asked him to give some testimony.
他就讲到他在外邦的所有怎样传福音，怎样做了一些的事。
And he just shared how he preached the gospel and the work he did among the Gentiles.
他们弟兄姊妹说，哎，很好，感谢主，把荣耀归给神。
And the brother and sister said that it's very good. Give the praise and the glory to God.
马上这个画风就转变了。
And right after that, they changed the subject.
他说，弟兄啊。
He said, brother.
我们在耶路撒冷信主的有好多万。
And we have many thousands who believe in the Lord in the Jerusalem.
都为我们祖宗的律法发热心。
And they are all zealous for the law.
他们听说你在外邦教导那些犹太人不要行给孩子行割礼，要弃绝摩西。
And they were told that in the Gentiles you taught them not to circumcise their children and to forsake Moses.
这个可怎么办呢？
And what should we do?
他说你不如了，就照着我们的话去做好了。
Why don't you do as what we say?
我们这里有几个人，四个人要许愿。
And there are four people under
a vow. 明天你就跟他一起去行洁净的礼。
And tomorrow you will go with them to go through this purification.
然后呢，在那替他们交规费。
And you will pay expenses for them.
让祭司们为他们祈祷。
And so that they can be prayed by the priest.
他说这样。
And in this way,
他们就可以说呢，你在外邦所做的都是虚的。那个虚的原文就是外邦都不是真实的。
And so that in this way, they can say that what they have heard is not true. In the
原来保罗在外面服侍主，经过这么多的情况，结果到最后呢，他们有一句话要把它全部推翻。
And so what Paul has served so much among the Gentiles, at the end, they try to fail him with one word.
你看那个在加拉太书这么刚强的一个保罗。
And we can see that such a strong Paul in Galatians.
现在在雅各和那边的长老们的这个势力底下。
Now under the pressure of James and the elders.
在犹太教强大的势力底下。
And under the strong power of Judaism.
保罗妥协了。
Paul compromised.
结果第二天保罗就带着他们去许愿。
And the next day he took them to go through a purification.
交了规费。
And he paid their pay for their expenses.
并且我们晓得在那一共等了七天。
And we know that they stayed there for 7 days.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们深信那七天里面保罗的内心的挣扎是非常厉害。
We believe that in those 7 days, Paul has this great struggle in his heart.
他应该想起他自己所说的话。
And he should believe what he has preached.
我们素来所拆毁的，若重新建造，就证明自己是罪人。
If I rebuild what I have destroyed, it proves that I am a transgressor.
他看见了彼得的失败。
He saw Peter's failure.
现在他自己也面临一个失败的境地。
And now he is faced with a situation he may fail.
那么感谢神。
But really thank God.
七天之后
，After 7 days,
有一些犹太人从亚细亚回来。
And there are some Jews from Asia Minor.
他们看见保罗在圣殿里。
They saw Paul in the temple.
另外看见保罗的所带的一个人，以为他在圣殿里。
And there is another Paul's companion, and they thought that he also in the temple.
结果他们就 带了人呢去要抓保罗了。
And they just bring some people try to capture Paul.
结果引起一个全城的一个轰动。
And that caused an uproar in the city.
他们在那里要杀保罗。
And they try to kill Paul.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
在这件事情上面
，In that matter，
我们看起来好像是外面所引起的一个大乱。
And as outwardly speaking, it seems something that happened.
其实我们知道这是神的怜悯。
And yet we know that it is a God's mercy.
神的手亲手干预这件事情。
It's as God's hands intervene.
弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters，
若是没有神亲手的干预。
If there is no intervention of God,
保罗那天就要彻底的失败。
And Paul would fail completely on that day.
而这个对后世教会所产生的那个可怕的影响，我们是难以想象的。
That will be beyond our imagination. What kind of terrifying consequences that will cause?
感谢神。
We thank God.
神伸手干预。
God stretched out His hand and to intervene.
保罗立刻清醒过来。
And All of a sudden, Paul was quickened.
那么弟兄姊妹们
and brothers and sisters,
我们知道神爱我们。
We know that God loves us.
神也不许可我们落在一些错误的情况的里面。
And God does not allow us to fall into some wrong situation.
所以有的时候当我们行走在一个错误情况里面的时候
So sometimes if we are walking in the wrong situation,
神并不是说他许可我们就让我们错到底。
And it's not that God will permit us to allow us to walk in this one path.
其实神有伸手干预。
And God actually stretched out His hand to intervene.
如果你仔细的稍微注意一下。
If you pay a close attention.
至少有的时候圣灵高油在我们里面会警惕我们。
At least the anointing of the Holy Spirit will remind us in our heart.
但是可惜的是什么呢？
But very sadly.
今天很多神的儿女们不像保罗。
And a lot of God's children are not like Paul.
保罗呢，神这么一干预，他里面马上就清醒过来了。
When he was intervened by God and he was quickened.
我们呢，是神这么干预，那么干预，他就醒不过来。
And for us, we have been intervened by God so in so many ways, but we are not still quickened.
啊，就像那个 baby 睡着了，小孩子、小朋友睡着了一样，你怎么弄他不醒的
？And just like a baby in the sleep, and you just cannot wake him up.
所以。一方面来讲有神手的干预
So on the one hand there's a hand of God intervene
另外一面看见保罗这一面他也有很好的回应
And yet on the Paul's perspective aside he also have a good response
今天神在环境中也多方的干预我们所犯的错误
And today in our circumstances God has intervened in our mistakes in many ways
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们有醒过来吗
are we wakening up
我们能有很快的这个反应吗
and could we have this quick response
其实在这次特会里
and actually today in this conference
我们的弟兄们
and our brothers
把神的心意已经多次释放在聚会的里面
and has in many times and our brother has delivered the heartOf God to us.
正像我们年长弟兄所说的一样
Just like what our elderly brother said.
甚至从第一届到现在第十八届
Even from the first conference until now, the 18th.
其实每一次来聚会，神都提醒我们
Every time as we gathered, God reminded us.
这些提醒有的就是干预啊
And this reminder, some of these reminders are interventions.
弟兄姊妹，我们醒了没
Brothers and sisters, are we quickened?
我们里面醒悟过来没
？Have we come to our senses?
我们能像保罗一样的立刻就醒悟过来吗
？Can we come to our senses just like Paul did right away?
所以当这个乱子一起来的时候，保罗就知道错了。
And so when there was an uproar, Paul knew that something wrong.
保罗对千夫长说
，And Paul said to the commander,
我是大树的人
，And I am a man of a tar.
你要给我机会说话。
You have to give me a chance to speak.
那么他就站起来。再次向犹太人说话
And he stood up once again he spoke to the Jews
他用希伯来话讲
And he spoke in Hebrew
哇全场都安静
And the crowd was quieted down
但是他讲述到神的旨意
But as he talked about the will of God
你看见神的手一进来保罗就刚强了
We can see that as there is the intervention of God's hand
保罗甚至告诉他们
And Paul even told them
神已经对我说了你要离开耶路撒冷远远地往外邦人中间去
The Holy Spirit told me that you have to leave Jerusalem to go into the Gentiles
他再也没有惧怕
And he had no fear
哇这些犹太人就喊说除掉他除掉他
And this Jew cried cannot away from, do away with them.
你就知道那个身世 是多么的可怕了。
Brothers and sisters, what kind of situation that would be?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为神的怜悯。
Because of God's mercy.
保罗终于站住了。
And Paul was able to stand.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们知道神把基督托付给我们。
God has entrusted Christ to us.
这个是需要经过很多艰难的考验。
And it has to go through many severe tests.
我们到底能不能守得住？
Can we keep it?
那么使徒保罗的经历告诉我们。
And the Paul's experiences tell us.
凭我们自己的力量是很难的。
And it is very difficult if we're going to rely on our own strength.
不管你多勇敢。
No matter how courageous you are.
弟兄姊妹，那个勇敢都挡不住这些势力的。
And that courage cannot fend off such a power.
所以在犹大书里面有句话很好。
So in the book of Jude, there's a good saying.
他说只有神能保守我们永不失脚。
He says that only God can help us from stumbling.
可以站住。
And so that we can stand.
保罗也讲到了。
And Paul also mentioned
this. 只有他能保全他所托付给我的。
Only he can guard what he has been entrusted to me.
所以如果我们不依靠主，
If we do not rely on God,
不全心依赖主，
If we do not fully trust him,
尊重主的自己，
We do not respect him himself,
我们是站不住的。
And we cannot stand.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
这个宗教的势力，
So this is the power, the influence of the
religion, 可以说是仇敌手中最可怕的一个势力。
And that is the most difficult, ferocious power in the hands of the enemy.
我们在使徒行传里面可以看见。
So in the book of Acts, we can see this.
几乎保罗在那个异象里面所得到的启示啊，所有的认识越来越增加的时候呢，这个艰难就随着这个启示就越来越大。
So as Paul's understanding and the comprehension about the content of the vision and continue to grow, and the difficulties will continue to increase as well.
当他与天越近与地越远的时候，这困难就变得越大。
As he was closer to heaven and farther away from the earth, and then the difficulties become greater.
不过神的恩典保守他。
And yet God's grace was holding
him. 所以这也告诉我们。
And it also tells us.
在今天这一个艰难的时代里面。
So in today, a difficult time.
我们要能守住神给我们的托付。
In order to keep what has been entrusted to us.
我们必须全心的依赖神。
And we have to rely on God fully.
神的能力能保守那些真实信赖他的人。
And God's power can keep those who truly trust in him.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
保罗那次几乎失败。
Paul almost failed at that time.
但是终于神手的干预使他刚强起来了。
And yet, through the intervention of the hand of God, he was strengthened.
因此，当他站在亚基帕王面前的时候，
Therefore, when he stood before the King Agrippa,
他能说：“故此，我没有违背那从天上来的异象。”
He can say that I did not prove disobedient to the heavenly vision.
啊，今天我们读着，我们觉得好像保罗很雄壮。
And today, as we read it, we feel like Paul was full of courage.
但是你会看见保罗说这句话里面是多么的感恩呢？
And yet, when he said this, we can see that how thankful.
若不是神的恩典和怜悯。
And if it was not because of God's grace and mercy,
他很可能违背这个意象。
And he almost disobeyed this vision.
那么弟兄姊妹们。
And so brothers and sisters.
今天我们爱慕主的显现。
Today we need to love the Lord's appearing.
我们需要守住神给我们的托付。
And we need to keep what has been entrusted by God.
因着保罗在那一次的里面站住了。
Because Paul stood.At that moment,
所以到了他被关在罗马监牢里面的时候，
So when he was in prison in Rome,
神就可以把更大的托付摆在他的身上。
And God can give him even more entrustment.
我们上次已经讲过，
And we already mentioned this.
在罗马监牢里面，保罗看见异象的终极目的。
And in the prisons in Rome, And Paul saw the ultimate purpose of the vision.
神把历史历代所隐藏的奥秘这下一次完全托付给保罗。
And God has entrusted him the mystery which has been hidden throughout ages.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们在跟随主的路上。
Today as we are following the Lord.
我们渴望能够更多认识主的心意。
And we desire to know more of his will.
这是好的。
This is good.
但是呢，我们也知道仇敌是多么的恨恶神 神的工作。
And yet we know that how much the enemy hate
God. 所以我们必须要知道，当神托付给我们的时候，我们要靠着主的恩典能把它守住。
So we have to know that when we have this entrustment, we need to keep it by the grace of God.
我们晓得保罗到了写提摩太后书的时候，
we know as Paul wrote the Second Timothy,
他的艰难达到更高的一个情况。
And his difficulties are reach an even a higher level.
在第一约翰不在提摩太后书第一章里面。
In the Second Timothy chapter one.
他说全亚细亚的人都离弃我。
He said I have been forsaken by those who in Asia Minor.
到了第四章里面。
So in chapter four.
他说我初次申诉的时候，没有一个人站在我的旁边。
And he said that in my first defense, nobody stood by me.
啊，这说明今天我们要立好一个心志，今天你要持守主给你的托付，要准备走孤单的道路。
So that also says that we have this determination. If we want to keep it, then we have to walk the path of loneliness.
就像斯蒂凡的殉道一样。
Just like the martyrdom of Stephen.
我有的时候读到来时候，我觉得很稀奇。
And sometimes as read it, I feel very I wonder.
为什么那个时候斯蒂凡站起来和这些人在辩论的时候？使徒们跑到哪里去了？
And when Stephen stood up and argued with these people, and where were those apostles?
我们知道那个时候使徒们都在耶路撒冷。
We know that at that time the apostles were all in Jerusalem.
为什么没有人站在我们弟兄的旁边呢？
How come none of them stood by our brother?
而看着我们的弟兄孤单的这样的为主寻道。
And our brother was stood there alone and was muttered.
圣经后来只记载了一点。
And Bible only recorded something.
当斯蒂凡被石头打死之后，
when Stephen was stoned to death,
他说有一些虔诚的人把他埋葬。
And he was buried by some the devout Christians.
我想恐怕那些虔诚人就是那些使徒们。
And I thought that those devout Christians are those apostles.
我相信他们是很内疚的。
I feel that they have this sense of guilt within them.
现在保罗也是，当他的启示来到更高的一个境界的时候，
so it is also true for Paul when his revelation has reached another higher level.
我们就看见这个道路是越来越孤单。
And we can see that the path has become lonelier and lonelier.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
and the brothers and sisters,
这一方面也说到，
and on the one hand, he also said this.
神的这个托付，
that the God's entrustment,
是我们每一个基督徒个人在主跟前需要持守的。
Is for Christians individually to keep it personally.
所以我们能够感觉到，
so we can feel this.
今天在地上，
today on earth,
对于我们所有的信仰，
and to all our belief,
对神荣耀的旨意，
concerning God's glorious purpose,
对于基督全面的这个启示，
concerning the entire revelation concerning the Christ, concerning Christ,
最厉害的仇敌就是宗教。
The most ferocious enemy is religion.
我们可以不爱世界。
We may not love the world.
我们可以受很多的苦。
We are able to take a lot of suffering.
甚至很多人被下在监牢里。
And many people have been imprisoned.
但是挡不住宗教的这个影响。
But we cannot fend off the influence of religion.
我想我们不需要举很多的例子。
And we don't have to give many examples.
弟兄姊妹们，你可以看见多少的时候人在这些宗教的这个势力底下妥协。
And we can see many people have a compromise under the influence of the religion.
那么这个宗教不仅是有逼迫，也有很多好处的。
And religion has not only persecutions but also a lot of benefits.
所以我们需要主的恩典保守我们。
So we need to have a God's grace to keep us.
保罗当时在地上的时候，也有很多人拥护他的。
And so when Paul on earth, he was aexalted by many people.
啊，到有时候也看见工作有很大的果效。
And there's a lot of fruit in his ministry.
这些东西，很多东西都会造成一种的试探和引诱在里面。
And all these things will cause a lot of temptations.
弟兄姊妹们，
and the brothers and sisters,
我们实在需要主的恩典。
We really need God's grace.
需要主的怜悯。
And the Lord's mercy.
那么当我们读使徒保罗的书信的时候，
so as we read the epistles of Paul,
我们能看见这个手不 不仅是为着神的一个托付。
And we can see that this keeping is not just for God's entrustment.
这也是我们生活中的一个操练和学习。
And that is also a learning and also exercise in our daily living.
所以你在保罗的书信里面看见很多这个守字。
And therefore, in Paul's epistles, we can see many words are keeping many times.
这意思说呢，你在生活的和侍奉中间的一些事若守不住的话呢？在神的托付上你也很难守住，对不对？
It means that if you cannot keep in these small matters in your daily living, then you cannot keep concerning the entrustment of God.
所以你要能守得住，你要从小事上面就开始操练。
So you need to exercise in the small things.
从生活上就开始操练。
To exercise in your daily living.
你在小事上能守得住，慢慢大事上就能守得住。
If you can keep in small matters, then you can keep in big matters.
我们看见当使徒保罗蒙恩得救之后，
We can see that when Paul was saved by grace,
他知道神有一个荣耀重要的托付在他的身上。
He knew that God has this glorious entrustment on him.
啊，那么我们知道保罗是一个很有学习的人。
And we know that Paul was one who really have this learning.
所以我们也看见在保罗的身上，他有本身的一些很美很好的学习。
And we can see in Paul's life, he has this very wonderful learning.
这些小的学习
And this is small learning.
也是日后呢也帮助他能够守住神的托付的一个很重要一些因素
And that is also very important factor that he was able to keep God's entrust.
我觉得从保罗身上至少看见两个点我们可以在主面前来学
And in the life of Paul we can see that these are two points that we can learn before the Lord.
第一个
The first one.
保罗微小他的自己
Paul is make himself small.
在使徒行传第十三章
In Acts chapter 13
保罗把他的名字从扫罗变成保罗
He changed his name from Saul to Paul
有的人讲说呢这个可能呢是因为从这个希伯来文呢转到了希腊文
Some people say that the change was made because the name was changed from Hebrew to Greek
但是呢至少弟兄姊妹们这里保罗有一个心意，他要微小他的自己。
But this Paul has this desire to make himself small.
保罗的意思就是小的意思。
Because the meaning of Paul is small.
今天很多弟兄姊妹不太明白这个保罗这个名字意思是什么。
And today not many brothers know the meaning of Paul.
因为保罗太出名了。
Because Paul is very famous.
所以我们以为说这是大名。
And we feel like this is a big name.
所以我们取名叫保罗。
So we name ourselves Paul.
其实。你要知道那个意思是小，不是大。
Actually, you have to know that the meaning of this name Paul is small.
那么弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
在侍奉上
，So in service,
我们要学习一件事，不要怕叫人小看自己。
And we have to learn one thing: we should not be afraid to be belittled by others.
我常常发现在教会的侍奉中啊
，And I also found that in church service,
有的弟兄姊妹好像被人轻看了，被人藐视，心里很难过。
And so some brothers and sisters have been looked down upon; they feel very sad.
所以我们老是要争取怎么样的把自己能够抬高一点。
So we have to strive. We are always try to strive to kind of exalt ourselves.
请我们记得。
So please remember.
什么时候我们这样把自己抬高了
？Whenever we try to live ourself up,
你就站在一个危险的地位上了。
And you are in a very dangerous position.
越小
，the smaller you
是越安全的
，and the safer you are.
你看我们主耶稣到地上来就是这样
So this is also true for our Lord Jesus Christ when he came to earth.
他微小他的自己
And he made himself small.
他取了一个小小的羊羔做他的一个记号
And he took the image of a lamb as a sign for him.
弟兄姊妹们
And the brothers and sisters.
凡是跟随羔羊的人
Whoever followed the lamb.
都应该微小自己
Should make themselves small.
我所以常常讲，如果你跟着一头大牛的后面，还生气呢，可以的。
And I often say that if you follow an ox, then you can make it, you can be proud of yourself.
你跟着一个小小的羊羔后面，你也趾气高昂，这个不相配。
And if you are following a small lamb, then you should not make yourself too big.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要降卑自己。
So brothers and sisters, we need to humble ourselves.
越小越安全。
The smaller you are, the safer you are.
所以保罗知道要微小自己。
And so Paul knew that we have to make ourselves small.
所以呢，不怕别人看你小。
And so we should not be afraid that we are being looked down upon.
我记得我年轻的时候啊。
And I remember when I was young.
那个教会里面，有弟兄们，有时候我起来交通。
And one time I rose up to have some fellowship.
哎呀，他说这个孙弟兄今天讲这个东西啊，好像连那个小学生都不如。
And some people say that what Brother Sun shared is not even worse than an elementary school student can do.
因为那个时候还不懂得什么属灵的学习。
Because at that time I didn't know much about spiritual learning.
所以我难过了很久一段时间。
So I feel sad for a long time.
后来呢，我懂得这个道理的时候啊。
And later on, as I knew this,
哎呀，其实我那天应该反应的更好一点。
And actually, my reaction at that time should be better.
人家说你连小学生都不如。
And they will say that you are worse than an elementary student.
哎、你该说哪里哪里，我才幼稚班。
I should say, yes, that's true, that's true. Actually, I'm just in the kindergarten.
所以你一点都不受伤了，对不对、
啊、？So you won't get hurt.
弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers and sisters,
今天我们要能守住神的托付
if we want to keep the entrustment of the Lord,
你越来越觉得自己是个什么觉得自己了不起那么失败就很快就来了
if you feel that you are somebody then the failure will come quickly
我想今天早晨我们年长弟兄也提醒我们
so this morning our elder brother already reminded us
所以保罗懂得这个保罗微小他的自己
because of this Paul made himself small
那么第二个
And the second point,
保罗是一个确实背十字架跟从主的人。
And Paul was the one who really took the cross and followed the Lord.
我们知道十字架是主耶稣钉上去的。
We know that it was the Lord Jesus Christ who was crucified on the cross.
而十字架的意义是使徒保罗解释出来的。
And yet the meaning of the cross was explained by Paul.
所以在头一个世纪
So in the first century,
没有人能像保罗那样认识十字架。
No one knew the cross like Paul.
他不仅认识十字架
Not only did he know the cross
他也是一个确确实实实行十字架生活的一个人
But he also the one who put the cross in his in practice
他完全否认学习否认自己
He learned to deny himself completely
他借着最大的启示他说我比众圣徒最小的还小
He has the greatest revelation and he considered himself least than theof all the saints.
保罗不为自己的利益活着。
And he didn't live for his own interest.
也没有自己的兴趣。
And he has no his own interest.
他更没有自己手中所谓的工作。
He has no his own work.
保罗从来不敢自高自大。
He didn't dare to boast about himself.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们要确实的背起十字架跟从主。
Today we need to actually take the cross and follow the Lord.
我想这几天我们的弟兄们关于挤的这个问题已经提得够多了。
And these few days our brothers has mentioned a lot concerning the matter of self.
我们人的挤如果不被对付
If our self is not to be dealt with,
主就没有路走的。
And the Lord cannot find a way.
所以我们仰望主的怜悯。
So we have to look upon the Lord's mercy.
所以我们从保罗的身上可以看见他有两个这个重要的学习。
So from the life of Paul, we can see this is a very two important learning.
他建立在这么一个美好的属灵根基上面的学习。
And because of this is such a wonderful foundation of these two kinds of learning.
尚且叫他遇见那么大的一个危机，几乎失败。
And he almost failed when he was faced with such a great crisis.
你想想，今天如果我们这些不学习的人，那么失败的更快，对不对
？And think this way: if we do not learn, then we will fail even more quickly.
所以求主在这些重要的根基上、基本的一些学习上，让我们能有扎根的学习。
And I pray that we could truly rooted in these important learnings.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我实在承认我自己在这方面的学习是不好的。
I have to confess that my learning in this aspect is not good.
但是，我愿意和我们弟兄姊妹们共同的勉励。
But I am willing to encourage with brothers and sisters we can all learn.
因为今天我们处在一个末后的时代。
Because now we are in the end time.
你稍微有一点属灵感觉的人
If you have some spiritual sense,
你都知道今天地上的教会是多么的混乱
You can see that church on earth are in such a chaos
我们的光景有何等的软弱
And our conditions are so weak
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
我们能通过这个可怕的时代
Can we go through this terrible generation
能守得住主给我们的托付吗
Can we keep the entrustment by the Lord
让我们能够安然见主吗
Can we see the Lord with joy
所以求主在这些最基本根基的这些学习上 让我们能认真的在主面前来学习。
And may that we, may we all of us can seriously learn and in these fundamental lessons.
另外我们看见保罗呢，在他的书信里面也给我们有一些重要的提醒，叫我们学习来守。
In addition, we can see from Paul's letters, he has a great reminders for us to learn how to keep.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书二章十五节。
In 2 Thessalonians,
二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
这里说，所以弟兄们，你们要站立得稳，凡所领受的教训，不拘是我们口传的，是信上写的，都要坚守。
So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us.
在这里我们需要学习坚守神的教训。
And here we need to hold to the instructions of God.
我们读主的话。
As we read God's word.
主的话是神的教训。
And God's word is the instruction of God.
所以圣经中有一些的教训，我们要学习持守。
Then we need to hold on to the instructions in the Bible.
那么弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
那么尤其呢有很多时候我们弟兄姊妹相互之间勉励或者讲道的时候
and sometimes we have this mutual encouragement and also we share
我觉得我们也在主跟前有一些重要的一些 小的原则需要持守
and there's some small principles we need to keep before the Lord
保罗当时因为写信给帖撒罗尼迦的弟兄姊妹
and when Paul wrote a letter to the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica
所以他说你们 要守住这些
and he said that you need to keep this
那么今天呢我们有很多的时候我们把主的话带给别人
and a lot of times we bring God's word to others
我们要很小心
and we need to be very careful
我们不要以为说呢这些我们已经守住所以我们来教训别人
And we never think that we have a kept this, then we are now teaching others.
所以很多的时候，好像我们把这个道是讲给弟兄姊妹听的，是你们要守的啊，好像我已经守住了。
And a lot of times we are preaching the instructions to others, and it is something for you to keep because I have a kept it.
不不
，No.
我们可能没有使徒们那么样的刚强。
And we are not as strong as the apostles.
所以我年轻的时候，一位年长的弟兄啊。给我很好的提醒。
So when I was young, and there was a very good reminder from an elderly brother.
他说你将来讲道的时候。
And he said that when you preach in the future.
你不要老是说你们你们。
Don't ever say you you.
你要说我们。
You have to say we we.
你要把你自己包括在内。
You yourself has to be included.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
因为我们自己也在软弱中。
Because we are also in weakness.
所以很多时候我们把这些。道要讲给别人听的时候
So a lot of times as we are sharing these instructions to others
我们自己要想一想
We have to think ourselves
你守住了吗
Have you kept this
你做到了吗
Have you done that
如果你没守住没做到
And if you have not kept or done that
你怎么敢去教训别人呢
How can you instruct others
我们可以共同的勉励
And we could encourage one another mutually
因为主的话是真理
And because the Lord's word is the truth
所以保罗在这里告诉我们
So therefore thePaul tells us,
我们要学会能够守住神给我们的教训。
We need to learn to hold to the instructions by God.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章也有重要的提醒。
In Thessalonians chapter First Thessalonians chapter 4, there's also an important reminder.
第四章第四节。
Verse 4.
要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
That each of you know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor.
第五节啊。
And also verse 5.
不放纵私欲的邪情，像那不认识神的外邦人。
Not in lustful passion like the Gentiles who do not know God.
这里告诉我们，我们基督徒基本的生活里面，学习用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体。
And this tells us that in our Christian daily living, we will learn to keep our keep our vessels in sanctification and honor.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我想今天我们处在一个非常邪恶的时代
Brothers and sisters, now we are in a very wicked generation.
这是一个非常淫乱邪恶的一个时代
And this is a very wicked and a perverse generation.
如果今天我们基督徒连这些基本的一些的真理都守不住
If we cannot keep this very basic truth,
更谈不上守 神所托付的。
And not to mention to keep what has been entrusted by God.
我想弟兄姊妹们稍微的有点常识的人都知道。
And so, brothers and sisters, if you have some common sense,
哎呀，过去多少有名望的这些传道人，结果呢，在这些方面都失败。
And many famous preachers have failed in this aspect.
在基督徒中间，这些现在也是很多的。
And that is, these failures are also very many.
我们实在需要主的怜悯。
And we really need the Lord's mercy.
如果我们在生活的事上我们不能持守，
If we cannot keep this in our daily living,
那么神的托付我们定规是守不住的。
Then we definitely cannot keep what has been entrusted by God.
啊，所以这也是一个重要的一个点。
So this is also an important point.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章二十一节。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 21.
他说但要凡事查验善美的要持守。
And he says that, but examine everything carefully, hold fast to that which is good.
这个在圣经的原文里面呢，他说你每一件事物来说都要试验一下。
In the original language, it says that everything comes, and we need to examine everything.
那个善美的原文是对的，要守那个对的。
And so,The word translated good actually in the original language is to keep what is right.
所以有很多事情来到你这里的时候，弟兄姊妹需要稍微的要把它检验一下。
So we need to examine everything.
什么是对的，什么是不对的。
We need to examine what is right, what is wrong.
要把它分辨出来。
We have to have this
discernment. 我们就说你守错了，对你个人是亏损。
If you keep something wrong, then it is a loss to you.
可能在侍奉上也是亏损。
And that is also loss to your service.
所以我们要守住那个对的。
So we need to keep what is right.
啊，那么还有呢，在以弗所书第四章那里。
Also in Ephesians chapter 4.
啊，那里保罗告诉我们在教会的生活里面。
And he said, Paul says that in the church life.
要竭力持守那个合而为一的心。
We need to preserve the unity in the spirit.
我们要和所有的圣徒们在一个交通的里面。
And we need to have this same fellowship with all the saints.
虽然在真道的事上，可能我们有认识上程度的不一样。
And concerning the truth, we may have a different degrees of understanding.
但是绝不因为这些真道呢，我们把任何人隔除出去。
But we should never exclude anyone else because of the matter of our
faith. 所有蒙恩得救人都是我们的弟兄。
All
姊妹
those who are saved are all our brothers and sisters.
竭力地守住这个合一的心。
And we need to preserve the unity in the spirit.
今天在地上教会的合一是一件大的困难的事情。
And because the unity is such a difficult matter on earth.
也是仇敌在这里攻击很厉害的一件事情。
And this is something the enemy is attacking very severe.
但是无论怎样要学习守。
And no matter what, we need to learn to preserve.
啊，那么还有呢，在提摩太前书第六章
，and also in First Timothy chapter 6，
这是保罗对提摩太很重要的一个提醒。
And this is a very important reminder Paul had for Timothy.
那二十节那里说，提摩太啊，你要保守所托付你的，躲避世俗的虚谈和那敌真道似是而非的学问。
He said, Oh, Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to you, avoiding worldly and empty chatter, and the opposing arguments of what is falsely called knowledge.
已经有人自称有这学问就偏离了真道，愿恩惠常与你们同在。
Which some have professed and thus have gone astray from the faith. Grace be with you.
保罗在这里告诉我们，我们要躲避那些似是而非的东西，躲避那些世俗的虚谈。
And Paul says here, we need to avoid worldly and empty chatter and what is falsely called knowledge.
那些不实际的东西啊，不要去碰它。
And don't touch something that is not real, not true.
或者是没有属灵实际的东西啊，不必去争论。
And we don't have to argue about something that has no spiritual reality.
那么还有一个叫做似是而非的学问。
And there is also another term called the thing that is falsely called knowledge.
这个是一个可怕的东西。
And this is something very terrifying.
对于神的儿女来讲
，and to God, to children of God,
如果全是事，我们也容易懂。
And it will be easier for us to understand if that is right.
全是非我们也容易懂。
And we will also understand it if it is wrong.
最怕的那个就是是是非非，似是而非，似非而是的东西。
The most terrifying thing is that something looks right but actually is wrong, or something looks wrong but actually is right.
你看的是不对的，它里面有一点对。
And it looks as if it's wrong, but there's something right, part of it is right.
你看的是对的，里面又有一些不对。
And something that looks right, and yet part of it is wrong.
我们晓得这是尤其到了末后的时代。
Especially as we come to the last day.
这是仇敌最诡异的一个工作。
And this is the most tricky work of the enemy.
也是神的儿女们最难逃脱的一个东西。
And that's something for children of God,hard to escape from.
我常常听见弟兄姊妹这样告诉我。
And a lot of times I was told by brothers and sisters.
你看人家那个好像不对嘛，也有点对。
You see, something that they did was not quite right, but there's something right as well.
所以叫我们有时候在侍奉上遇见很艰难的一个东西。
And so there's something very hard for us in service.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
因为今天大量的世界的智慧和学问进到。教会里面
because there is a great amount of worldly knowledge and learning and coming into the church,
造成了无数的理论，无数的似是而非的学问
and has caused a lot of numerous theories and then also not the things that falsely call knowledge.
保罗告诉我们，有人觉得有这个学问，结果就偏离了真道，就偏离了那个信仰了
and Paul told us that somebody profess and thus has gone astray from the faith.
所以青年的弟兄姊妹
So for young brothers and sisters,
特别需要主的恩典
You really need the grace of God.
啊，不过今天早晨江弟兄提醒我们，年长的人也要注意啊。
And also the reminder from the elder brother Calm this morning was that for the elder, we also need the grace of God.
因为年轻人喜欢知识的东西。
And because for the young people, we like.Knowledge.
所以这个试探引诱是更厉害的。
Therefore, the temptation there is greater.
尤其在我们好像不够有分辨力的时候。
Especially before we have some discernment.
我们就很容易就偏离了。
And we can easily go astray.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
使徒保罗在他的书信中给我们有一些基本生活上面的一些操练的东西。
So in the Apostle Paul's letters, he has given to us some basic learning in our daily living.
所以我们不需要说碰见了那个大的那个情况的时候，我们来才来守。
And so we don't have to learn to keep it when we are faced with some big matters.
那么恐怕也守不住。
At that moment, probably you are.
你乃是从你实际的生活点上，你就开始操练。
And yet you need to exercise it in your daily living.
在我们每天的侍奉生活里面，学习操练这个东西。
In our daily living, also service, we learn to exercise this.
到了真正遇见关键性的时候呢
，As we come to some crisis,
你就能守得住。
Then you can keep it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
虽然我的年龄是赶不上江弟兄了哈。
Although my age is not as old as Brother Kong.
我也不敢卖老。
And I won't call myself a.
但是至少我也有过几十年在主面前的这个侍奉。
But I still have a few decades of service before the Lord.
我常常内心很伤痛的。
And a lot of times my heart was saddened.
因为我过去从年轻时候起来很多同伴。
Because from my youth I had many companions.
是一路上过来。
As I gone all this way.
我看见很多人守不住。
And I have seen that many was not able to keep it.
这并不是说今天我守住了。
It's not to say that I have kept it.
所以我常常跟我们同工们提醒。
And I often remind my fellow workers.
我们看见有人走路在三十步地方出去了。
And we see some people walk on the path and they just go astray after 30 steps.
我们要非常谨慎。
And we need to be very cautious.
也许在五十步的时候，我们自己也出去了。
We probably may go astray at the 50th step.
所以主没有回来之前。
And before the Lord's return.
我们还要经历无数的考验。
And we have to go through much testing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我承认。我没有办法能完全把我里面的感觉表达出来。
I confess that I cannot fully express my feelings inside.
我相信圣灵会在弟兄姊妹里面做工。
I believe the Holy Spirit will do His work in you.
主会用他的话提醒我们。
And He will use His word to remind us.
今天我们实在是来到一个非常危险的时代。
Today we have really come to a very dangerous age.
但另一面来讲的话呢
？But on the other hand.
这个也是我们的机会。
And that is also our opportunity.
当地上的光景混杂的时候
，When there is a confusing condition in the world，
也许是主的怜悯。
It might be the Lord's mercy.
虽然我们算不得什么
，Even we are nothing.
嗯，就像我们弟兄所讲，可能我们只有一千两。
And just our brother said, we may just have one talent.
没关系
，That's okay.
你守住
，You just keep it.
你只要能守住。
As long as you keep it,
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
公义的主按他的审判来审判的时候
the righteous judge, when he judges according to his righteousness,
也许我们就可以得公义的冠冕
and we may receive the crown of righteousness.
所以在提摩太后书
so in 2 Timothy,
使徒保罗告诉我们
Paul tells us,
这个守
this keeping,
是侍奉上面最后的一个考验
it is the last test in the ministry.
保罗守住了
Paul kept it
保罗说所信的道我守住了
Paul said that I have kept the faith
这不仅是保罗一个荣耀的宣告
It was not just a glorious declaration by Paul
我也觉得保罗好像在那里终于可以喘一口气、啊、
And as if Paul at that time he can finally relax
他终于要去见主了
And finally he was to meetThe Lord.
并且他知道他的结局是美好的。
And he knew that he had a very good end.
啊，就好像那些在场上赛跑的人一样。
And just like those who are racing in the field.
他们到最后那条线冲过的时候
，as they are crossing the finish line.
哇，他们不仅那举手欢呼
，and they was lift their hands and shouting.
他也喘一口气。
At the same time, they could also relax.
终于守住了。
Finally, they have kept.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters.
所以这个是今天我们在主面前一个重要的学习。
And this is a very important learning we had before the Lord.
在侍奉上
，And in our service.
必须按照主给我们的原则。
And we have to do it according to the principle given by the Lord.
信啊，信神所差来的。
We have to believe in the one who's
就是做成他的工。
Who he has sent, and that this is the word of God.
我们守住所信的。
And we have to keep the faith.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，And brothers and sisters，
主还没有回来
，And the Lord is yet to return。
主还宽容我们
，And the Lord is forbearing us。
主人就给我们机会
，And He is still giving us opportunity。
巴望主的灵运行在我们中间
，May the Spirit of the Lord is operating among us。
让我们今天我们就能醒悟过来，清醒过来
，And today we can be quickened。
好叫我们对于主今天。在他心意中对我们的寄望，我们能有美好的回应。
So that we could have this a good response to his expectation of his will.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's bow our heads and with our prayer.
主啊，这真是一个黑夜已深的时候。
Lord, it's a time that is very dark.
晨星已经出现
The morning star is appearing
我们知道转眼之间天就亮了
And momentarily the day is coming
这是何等紧迫的一个时候
And it is such an urgent moment
求你怜悯我们
May you have a mercy on us
主啊
Lord
让我们在这最后的一程当中
As we are on the last leg of the journey
完全被你归正
We can completely corrected by you
叫我们能放下我们该放下的
so that we can lay aside what ought to lay aside
叫我们能丢弃所该丢弃的
and we can forsake what we should forsake
好叫我们全心全意的来跟随你
so that we can follow you full-heartedly
主虽然我们过去的年日有许多的错误
even in the past days we have many mistakes
但是今天你把我们能带到对的路上
and today you can bring us to the right path
我们仰望你的怜悯
we look upon your mercy
主啊
Lord,
不放弃我们
Don't give up on us
如果我们还固执
If we are still stubborn
求你勉强我们走
Please force us to walk the way
如果我们不愿意
If we are not willing
求你使我们愿意
Make us willing
愿我们在你的手中还能蒙拯救
May we be saved in your hands
主啊你要听我们的祷告
Lord, hear our prayers
我们得救还有希望吗
？And do we still hope in salvation?
求你给我们希望。
May you give us hope.
让我们虽然算不得什么
，Even we are nothing，
却愿意把自己再交在你的手中。
But we are willing to give ourselves into your hands.
让我们过奉献的生活。
So that we can live a life of consecration.
让你的主权握住我们。
And so that you can hold us with your sovereignty.
主啊，我们渴望。 能有好的光景迎接你的再来。
Lord, we desire our condition is good to receive your return.
在这一次的特会里
，In this conference,
已经向我们施了怜悯。
You have given your mercy to us.
愿这个时候是我们醒悟的时候。
May the time that we come back to our senses.
主啊，不叫我们昏睡。
Don't allow us to fall asleep.
让我们对属灵的事情有反应。
So that we could be responsive to spiritual matters.
愿你的话摸到我们心灵的最深处。
May your words touch the depth of our spirits.
仰望你的恩典。
We look upon your grace.
我们知道你是爱我们的。
We know that you love us.
你是我们的恩主。
You are a gracious Lord.
你能用恩典保守我们。
You can keep us with your grace.
愿你所托付给我们的。
May what have been trusted.
你用恩典使我们能守得住。
By your grace, we are able to keep it.
好叫我们能把荣耀归给你。
So that we can give the glory back to you.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.